Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Let me tell you about my friends over at Naked Vine, located at 1624 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, Missouri, serving up all your favorite wine, whiskey, tequila, and local craft beers. I swing by and visit them this week. They got a huge week of live music happening in Thursday, April 4th. My buddy Cree Ryder will be out there. Friday, April 5th. Last Dance, tribute to Tom Petty. So all your favorite Petty tunes all night long. And on Saturday, April 6th, I believe this is their debut out there, Falling Fences. That's going to be a big show. Again, all this information and more can be found at nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And mark your calendar, Tuesday, April 9th. I return to Naked Vine with my singer-songwriter storytelling showcase with Carson Mann, Hillary Fitz, and Jordan Sloan. $5 cover, 7 o'clock start. Come on out. Again, that's every second Tuesday of the month at Naked Vine. Hey, I also want to tell you about my friends, Joseph Meyer Club. If you haven't heard about them yet, you need to go check it out at josephmeyerclub.com. And try their brand new aftershave. If you're looking to try it out, there is a code. If you enter a checkout, you can get 20% off, and that's RPPJMC20, exclusive 20% off for all my listeners. So check that out. It's a great product, smells wonderful, and so pick it up. JosephMeyerClub.com. And be sure to follow along with them on Facebook for more info. Enjoy the show, everybody. Have a great day. Thank you.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Yo, this is Retro Champ, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast. Yeah.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with Retro Champ.
Yeah, what's going on with the peoples?
Hey man, glad to be here, glad to be hanging with you, talking about all kinds of new music we got happening and stuff, but this is our first time meeting and getting to hang out.
Absolutely, man.
So I'm thrilled to get to officially meet you finally, and you're a guy I've been kind of keeping an eye on for a minute. I think I first took notice to, maybe it was Antonio's, ATG's release party maybe or something.
Yeah.
I think I saw you down there and you're walking around with the belt. And,
man. man.
That's like, who's this, you know, big old dude with the belt and all that stuff. And I started, so that's when I first like took, recognized you. And then through Facebook and stuff, we've kind of become friendly and I learned that you rap and all this, and I, you know, so anyway, it's just been cool to kind of like get to know you through that. But this is where we can finally get to sit and talk and get to know more about what
Absolutely. The
Retro Champ's up to.
Yeah, man. Champ is just who I am.
Yeah.
It's just like when I was a kid, I went by Lil G Da Champ. And Champ has always been like my persona because, you got to think of yourself as a champion through anything. When I was a kid, I listened to a lot of hip-hop when I was a kid. So Ghostface Killah was one of those people. And he has a song called I'm the Champ. He's got two songs that's got the champ in it. And I took it and I ran with it. I was like, the champ sounds dope as fuck. So I'm just like, fuck it, okay. So we put Lil G the Champ at the end.
Yeah.
And ever since then, it's always been Champ this, Champ that, Retro Champ, and I took it and I ran with it. And, I mean, I love wrestling as well, so it's like, why not?
Sure.
Why not add hip-hop and wrestling in the same, you know, thing together and merge it and make it to something that's mine? It's a lot of rappers out there in the industry that are doing it. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Flatbush Zombies and Damo Genesis, who really love wrestling. They're hardcore fans of it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm one of those fans, like, hardcore, that loves wrestling, and I love hip-hop. So I put both of them together, and here I am as Retro Champ. So.
What, when did, I guess, wrestling always been there for a long time?
Yeah, man, yeah. It's been for as long as I can remember, you know what I mean? Like, ever since I was a baby, so.
I got real big into it. Me and my brother used to watch a ton of, like, especially WCW, yeah. You know, with all that, those era with the, you know, all those guys, Goldberg and Sting and all these guys I really was a big fan of. And, yeah, we used to watch a ton of it. I never really got big into the WWF side until, like, more recently. A bunch of my, a couple of my buddies, they one host, actually Chris, who I started the show with, he hosts a WrestleMania party, and then my buddy Alex hosts a Royal Rumble party every year. Damn. So
yeah,
it's like,
so my homies Nate and my big brother Lamar, my blood brother, every big pay-per-view, like between WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, you know, like we always get together on that Sunday and we just kick it and watch the show. And like I said, we watch a lot of Ring of Honor and, you know, New Japan Wrestling and, like, you know, just a lot of indie stuff as well. So, I mean, like I said, I'm a huge wrestling fan, and I've always been into it. It's just as much as hip-hop. Like, I used to want to be a wrestler at one point in my life because that was a passion that I had, and now I'm doing my second thing that I wanted to do. Sure. So, it's like I love both equally.
Yeah.
And that's where Champ really, really thrived from. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of, like, similarities. You know, obviously, I think I heard Snoop Dogg talked in an interview about, like, how, like, he's a big wrestling fan, too.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely. He has a cousin in there, too. Her name is Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
So, but he's been connected with the WWE for a long time. So, it's like, it's a lot of people in hip-hop that have really, you know what I mean, crossed over and done things, you know, as far as like wrestling and stuff like that, because everybody has at least watched it. Everybody was like, as a kid, this is entertaining. And as you get, even if you get older, you still like, damn, this is still entertaining. Yeah, sure. You love it. You know what I mean? So, and that's why I said I love how people merge it, because it's a beautiful thing to be a part of something as global as wrestling, and then you got hip-hop that's also a global thing, and when you put them together, it's like, wow, it's crazy what you can do with it. Like, I heard Eminem was supposed to be doing something soon as well, and that's like huge.
Yeah.
So imagine Eminem on SmackDown just, you know, just there, like, that's going to take it to a whole nother level, in my opinion.
But I think, like, you know, you look at some of the WWE characters and, you know, or any wrestling, but and in comparison to, like, hip-hop and stuff, I mean, a lot of these guys create these characters, these personas that are, like, larger than life, you know, and the same thing, like, you look at, like, the way they, the interview stuff and, like, you know, the trash talking they do sometimes backstage and all that stuff, and, like, it's almost like a rap battle type of concept, you know, like they just they going at each other like that sometimes. And so there's a lot of crossover, so it doesn't it's not too far of a stretch to kind of blend the two, like you're saying.
Right, absolutely. I mean, like I said, it's just a lot of things that we do on a daily basis is pretty much by hip hop.
Right.
It is crazy. Hip hop to me is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's like what we do, like I said, on a daily basis. When you get out here, like what you're doing right now is hip hop. You're doing an interview with an artist. You know what I'm saying? You're doing what you want to do. Your craft is what you're doing. Hip hop is, you know what I'm saying, what you want to do with your life and what your passion is. And when you do it, you got to put your best foot forward. And that's the beautiful thing about hip-hop. It's you have a creative mind to do what you want to do. And a lot of people miss the creativity side of hip-hop. Everybody just want to follow trends, and everybody's saying, well, this is hip-hop and it's not hip-hop. Like, if people don't understand the real five elements of hip-hop. So it's just like when you hear people just say, oh, this is hip-hop, they're just throwing out hip-hop when they don't understand the real origin of it. And that's why I said hip-hop is like a wrestling. Hip-hop is like what you're doing. Hip-hop is what these people are doing in gymnasiums or, you know, say auditoriums or wherever they're at doing whatever, spoken word, break dancing, graffiti, it doesn't matter what it is, that's hip-hop. Hip-hop is alive. Every day that we wake up, it's alive. You know what I mean? And like I said, people just miss the concept of it because they are so into this clout bullshit and fucking all this other goofy shit that's going on. Like, they just missing, like, how hip-hop really was and what it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be unified in hip-hop. We're so divided because everybody is so blinded to their own ways. Like, they want to succeed by themselves. They don't want to unify with nobody, and that's the problem with hip-hop today. Everybody is so selfish and not selfless, and it's sad because you got young kids like me who are out here trying to unify everybody nationality-wise. It doesn't matter if you're gay, straight, bisexual, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Everybody of all, everywhere. Doesn't matter. Like, you just want to bring everybody together and to be on one accord with, you know what I'm saying, with life, period, because this world is divided because of labels and fucking mean and harsh, like, things that have been said and thrown around.
Yeah.
And hip-hop isn't like that, man. Hip-hop should be unified. Everybody is loving each other. Everybody should be peaceful with each other. Everybody should be building everybody up. You know what I'm saying? Promoting everybody's shit. It should be no skims and scams between one another. Like right now, we're having a conversation. We're unifying with each other. You know what
Absolutely,
I mean?
Man.
That's hip-hop. Like, that's what it's supposed to be. You hit me up and was like, hey, come do this podcast. Right. I like your music.
Hey, man.
And I'm coming and, you know what I'm saying? That's hip-hop, you know? And that's one thing that I love about hip-hop right now, in my eyes, because I'm unifying with a lot of people that you wouldn't think I would unify with. Like, I'm a metalhead, too, so it's like, I love metal music. I love metal fans. So it's like, I love this point fest idea,
right?
Because it's unification. It's hip hop coming into a whole nother world, and it makes me happy that we're getting a chance to do this. Because not only am I gonna show what I can do if I do get to that point where I'm on that stage at Point Fest, I'm gonna make sure everybody understands and knows. We need to be unified, whether you're a metal fan, hip-hop fan, doesn't matter. Like, we should all love each other as one in this hip-hop game. Metal game, it doesn't matter. So it's just like, I'm the type of person where I just feel like we should all, like, just be unified with each other, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree, man. And that's like, I feel like, there's always exceptions, but I feel like in so far, what I've seen in our St. Louis music scene, there's a lot of people doing that. Everybody wants to just be cool with each other, and everybody's making, you know, wants to collaborate and make good music together and everything. So, I mean, there's, you know, there's definitely ugly side of it, but there's in for the media side, you know, like you see on your TV and your news, but there's definitely, like, I mean, everybody, all the shows I go to, everybody's getting along. Nobody's, you know, we don't have whole lot of fights and all that stuff, and, you know, so it's all about having a good time, man.
Absolutely. I'm so sick of people calling hip-hop a sport. Stop it, you weirdos.
Right. Yeah.
Stop calling hip-hop a sport, all right? Because if it was a sport, who's the MVP?
Yeah. Right.
Like, stop it. You gotta, y'all a bunch of weirdos with that. Like, I don't understand why y'all call that shit a sport. Like, a fucking sport? Like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, but no, I just, like I said, man, like, at our shows that we do, it's always peaceful.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen no artists get into it with each other for real. I've never seen nobody just want to do bodily harm to nobody. It's just a bunch of unification. That's what I love about our St. Louis music scene.
Definitely, man. Well, you mentioned this Point Fest opportunity. Let's talk about this. So you got April 20th.
Pops is opening up the competition for the Road to Point Fest, including a hip-hop show. So we got Frost Money put that together or something, I think.
I think Frost did and somebody else. I'm not sure, but I did get the call about it. No, I was told about it. So,
but yeah, we got a big old show down there, Pops, on April 20th, and somebody's gonna advance onto the Point Fest show.
Yeah, it's a one shot thing too, which is really crazy. It's like you get one round. If you don't come out and show your ass, you're fucked.
Right.
Basically. So.
What's the one song or what? Or are you guys doing a couple?
Apparently, we're doing 15 minutes. Okay. I think it's what that is. 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
Yeah, man.
I'm just saying that. I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
It's going to be cool, though. I'm excited for you.
I appreciate it.
It's going to be a fun night.
Absolutely.
Again, a huge opportunity, even though Point Fest is typically more rock, like you're saying, but there's definitely always been a hip-hop side of all. There's a lot of collaboration and stuff that happens in rock and hip-hop and things. So, I mean,
shout out to Point Fest, man, for actually putting this together and giving us an opportunity to show our craft and show, you know what I'm saying, our art and what we do. That means a lot to me because I go to Point Fest a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, me and my brother, who actually got me into metal when I was a kid, going to Point Fest was pretty fun. And I've seen a lot of great bands there. And that's when I seen Discrepancies. And,
oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's when I wanted to meet ATG. But now, it's so crazy. I wanted to meet ATG when I went to Point Fest. Come to find out, he already knew who I was.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know he knew who I was. So that kind of shocked the hell out of me because I'm like, how do you know who I am? And I'm like an ant. Like, I'm a little speck here. Like, you major right now. So it's like, that kind of blew me away. I'm pretty blessed by God to even be in the same category right now as far as ATG and Dub Flow, you know, with Egan's Rats, Steve O'Brien, you know, EJ Carter. It's a bunch of names. J. Ed, like, it's a bunch of names. Like, I am truly, truly blessed to be in the same category as these guys who are really pushing that music and grinding so hard to do what they do. So I'm really blessed that Point Fest is really doing this, and I'm blessed that people hit me up and were like, hey, your name has been brought up, like, to do this. Come do it. So,
yeah, man. Yeah, you've been putting in the work, man. You're in your spot. That's how I took notice. I saw you, your name popping up a lot, hustling and getting on these shows and stuff. And now with the EPs out there, we got Backlash everywhere.
Yep.
Let's get into that, man. This is a cool project. I listened to it like 3 times already today.
Crazy.
Preparing for this, just kind of giving it a proper listen, trying to. Especially listening, I like listening to your lyrics and kind of getting those little pieces of information about you throughout those songs and stuff. But the lyrics are always something that really stand out to me. And I mean, the beat's always good too. But like, you know, it's like that's more what I draw to is the stories and stuff behind all these songs. And let's talk about Backlash. Just dropped a couple weeks back, right?
It was like a week ago, right?
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah, so. Backlash was an EP, pretty much. Originally, it was supposed to be like 4 songs, but then it turned into 7, then, you know, Feeling got cut off. Now it was back to 6. Backlash was basically the road to recovery from growing pains. So it's like growing pains is like still me growing. And I'm like getting rid of all the pains that I went through in my life. And then Backlash is like, I'm backlashing all the bullshit. Or, you know what I'm saying? I still feel some type of way about certain things that I haven't talked about yet. But I'm still, everything is like, man, fuck everything that done happened. We gonna move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next project after that is gonna be the leading point to Black Sheep, the album. So. Yeah. It's a lot of shit that people don't know about me, I'm going to explain. Then there's shit that people know about me that I said in growing pains that I'm going to elaborate on. So I think that my music now will evolve. Like Backlash was really that evolving point, because that was some shit I've never done before. Like, it's certain shit I haven't done that I did on Backlash, which is like me rapping really, really fast, or, you know, slowing it really down and trying to do boom bap. Like, I love boom bap hip hop. It's just amazing, like how, like that New York type of style, you know. One of my favorite rappers of all time is KRS-One, and I look up to him very highly. So Mos Def as well. Benny Siegel, who I met, which is crazy. Man. Yeah. It's just, yeah, like that whole EP has like different type of things. Like, I'm that type of person too, where every album is not gonna sound the same. You're not gonna get the same sound. You're just not, because it's depending on my mood. Sure. So
I think that's what's cool about an EP too, is it kind of like, I feel like there, it's always just kind of like a snapshot of who you are at that time and stuff. Like, so that's what kind of allows you to, instead of spending like, you know, a year or two or whatever working on a full length album and stuff, you can kind of, hey, here's five tracks, this is me right now today, and could be different tomorrow. So
yeah, man, absolutely. Like Backlash is something I was just feeling. I was supposed to do another one called No Mercy, but I think I'm gonna hold that, because that's something different. So
well, let's drop in a tune. This is a track called 2020, lead track on the opening up the EP.
Yeah, 2020 was self-explanatory. I really got 2020 vision on his life. Like, I watch everything. Like, I'm looking at a lot of stuff closely. The shit that we do on a daily basis, and the things that, you know what I'm saying, that are going on. For instance, like when I was talking about the how people selling their soul for money, and the designer clothes is a brand, like all this, all the other stuff, like all the unnecessary things that people be looking at, things that I've seen, like people being fake. It's just, that whole song is just self-explanatory. I thought of that song way before I even wanted to drop Backlash. Mm-hmm. And then I just was like, I'll put it on there.
Step out.
price tag. They backsliding for the fame, selling they soul for the bag. Social media became the idol of America. Drugs is still a fad, overdosing off depression. Oh man, peer pressure is in the form of a fucking command. I mean, damn, how lost we gon' be before we fully get the plan? Lord, forgive me for my sins, please get these burdens off of me. I see the world for what it is, it's built on pain, lies, and the greed. This world is sick and needs to be healed. All I'm asking for is peace. They want me blind, but you show me these different things, cause I got 20/20 vision, making my own decisions. Got 20/20 vision, I see how fake they moving. Got 20/20 vision, was told to pay attention. Got 20/20 vision, God showing me I'm different. It's just like, it's crazy how in this world today that we live in, we're so blind because of social media. It is. If nobody caught that American Idol bar, I'm telling you, social media is the idol of America. It is.
Yeah.
We worship social media to the point where it has become our daily lives. And if people would just use social media for what it is, entertainment,
right,
instead of using it for like tips of life and relationship goals and other bullshit, and then you wouldn't even have this problem with social media. People want to be other people off social media. People want to be celebrities so bad, it's ridiculous. It's sick. Like I said, people selling their soul for money, people selling their soul for cars and fame and all that other shit that don't matter at the end of the day. My thing is, what you telling these people? What are you telling these people? Like, are you going to help somebody? Are you going to hinder somebody? What you telling these people through their lyrics? Like, through your lyrics? Like, any rapper that's out there, when you go home or wherever you at, I want you to look at your lyrics and listen to yourself and be like, damn, what am I serving these people? What am I giving the masses? Am I giving them bullshit? Or am I giving them the real deal?
Yeah, man.
And that's the thing for me. I'm giving you the real deal every fucking time. Whether I'm rapping consciously, or I'm spitting bars at you, or I'm giving a message through somebody I know. Period. And that's the thing. People just don't do lyricism no more. And nobody does stories, like you said. Nobody does things anymore that matters. When I want you to listen to my music, I want you to pay attention. I want you to listen to the shit that matters. Because at the end of the day, it's about how many lives you touched, how many people you saved, how many people you told this story to. They're like, damn, okay, well, if I did this, maybe my life would be different. We here as role models.
Right.
Like, us hip-hop artists are role models to kids. When they grow up, we want them to be successful. Like, this rap today is keeping kids drugged up and all other shit. While there's rappers like me that's just trying to help them and let them understand you can go achieve whatever the fuck you want to achieve, but it's a bumpy road. But don't be scared of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and you're going to win, period. I've heard people tell me that growing pains helped them. That makes me happy. People told me backlash was speaking to them. It makes me happy.
Yeah, man.
As long as I'm touching the people and telling the people what they need to hear and not what they want to hear, then, you know what I'm saying, it's all good. And plus, I'm making music for myself. I was at a point where I was like, I gotta please every damn body and shit like that. It's like, no, I have to make music for me as well. If I don't get to it first, like if I don't understand it first, I'm not gonna give it to somebody who can't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta give it to people who's gonna feel how I feel or make them understand how I feel. You know what I mean? Like, I can't wait for this next project that I'm doing. because of what I'm going to talk about, everything is going to be different. It's same thing for Black Sheep. It's going to be a different type of vibe.
Yeah.
So it's just, I really, really care about the people. Mm-hmm. A lot of rappers don't give a fuck. I do.
Yeah.
So.
Will you, can you take me back? I'd like to know a little bit more. Like, I guess you grew up here in St. Louis?
Yeah, I grew up here in St. Louis all my life. Hazelwood, especially.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to school like up the street from here. Right on. So, yeah.
You was it were you writing a lot early on too? I mean, has this always been there?
So when I was a kid, I wrote. And it was this dude named Aaron. His name Dub Double A. He had a studio across the street from my house, and we used to record over there. And he used to write lyrics for me, like, you know what I'm saying, trying to critique my shit. Like, if I wrote lyrics, he'd be like, no, you should do this. And he would critique it, or he'll try to write me out and shit. And I ain't like it, because I don't like nobody writing shit for me. So, you know what I'm saying, he was older than me, and I was young, so he was trying to help me out. And we made, like, at least 2-3 songs, and I was like, I want to do it. But I didn't take it seriously till after high school. Actually, it was in high school and then a little bit after high school. So basically, in like from elementary school and middle school, I did, but like I stopped eighth grade year because a lot of shit happened. And if you listen to Growing Pains, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So that all that shit had happened, and then all the way to like senior year is when I started to like really get back into it, because my teacher, shout out to Mr. Holmes, he if it wasn't for him, there would be no Retro Champ at this point.
Yeah.
Because he knew about this book I had that had like a bunch of rhymes in it, and he was like, what you got there? And I told him, and he was like, oh, this looks pretty good. You should rap this. And I'm like, nah. Nah. He was like, nah, you should. Like, nah, I really don't want to, because I'm a kid at this school. People already don't fuck with me as it is. I feel like I'm an outcast there. So it's like, it's going to make it worse. So one day I was in his class, and by this time I had, like, no classes left, so I'm just in class helping him. And he was just like, yeah, so I signed you up for Writers Week. I said, what did you say? And he straight signed me up for Writers Week and made me perform on that damn stage.
Yeah.
It was in front of all my peers in the school, and it was crazy, the response I got. And since then, I was just like, you know what? I'll give it another shot. So ever since then, I've been trying to critique my craft and get better and better. My cousin, who's in Illphonics, shout out to you know what I'm saying, my cousin Larry, he
yeah, man, friend of the show.
Yeah, man, that's my dude. He's been on my ass. On my ass like a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, making sure that I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Giving me tips in the game, and you know what I'm saying, letting me know if I'm doing good, or okay, you kind of fucking slacking off.
Yeah.
So yeah, I shout out to him. Shout out to Illphonics. They just dropped something too, man.
Yeah, man. I love those guys, man. Yeah, dude. There's so much good music coming out of there.
Oh yeah, they are just as different and versatile as anybody else in St. Louis. Yeah. And I love them just as much as anybody else. They're actually really, really amazing at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I salute them to the fullest because of their drive and their determination and their work ethic is crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, shout out to Fallout, because that he drives me too to make mm-hmm. sure that, you know.
So that I guess high school, that was the first stage you finally got on?
Yeah. Yeah, that was. That was the first stage I ever got on.
Yeah. That's a scary thing, man. When you were saying all that, I kinda had a similar moment. I'd done the show for a little while, and I got more comfortable talking on the mic and all that kind of thing. But like, as far as like being on the stage performing and stuff, has never been anything I do. And but one night down at Pops, I think it was like some show my buddy Big Dave was hosting down there, and he tells me, he's like, all right, come on up here and help me introduce this band or whatever. And I'm like, what? No, I was like, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to be on the stage. And he's like, come on, get out of this. So he like, kind of pushed me out there, and I'm like, all right, here we go. So I'm like, sometimes you just need that. You need that person just to kind of kick you in the ass and get you to do it. So
absolutely, and he definitely does it on a not on a daily basis, but he does it a lot because you know what I'm saying, he wants me to succeed, and he always tell me I want you to be better than me. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate him a lot for tough love and shit. I mean, because I do need it. So it's just it makes me happy that he cares. So. Yeah, man.
Absolutely. Let's drop in another tune from Backlash. This song is called Roller Coaster and features Jax on the hook there. You know how you go to school with Jax, or how do you guys meet?
Okay, so Jax, first of all, shout out to Jax. That's the homie. I fuck with her so hard. I know Jax because of my producer. Shout out J-Bo. It's funny. I was working on Backlash and I was working on Roller Coaster, and that hook was not supposed to be with her. It was supposed to be me. Yeah. But one day I was just playing around with it and I said it in a falsetto voice, and I was talking to J-Bo, and J-Bo was like, dude, I can find somebody for that. I was like, no, you can't. And he showed me Jax, and I'm like, damn, this girl's sick. So he hit her up and told her, hey, can you think you can do this? She's like, hell yeah. She's like, I like the song and da 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 shit. So she ended up doing it.
Saying I gotta stay strong, making peace songs, but my mind and spirit don't get along. How that sound? I recently found a rod that can break down. You can either fix it or keep it broken, cause you're content now. You strapped in tight on this ride, you can reach new heights. It can take you through a tunnel, but at the end there's light. This ride is never ending, you on it all day and night. Sometimes this ride is scary and you won't feel right. You try to fight through every obstacle with all your might, but you can't get off this ride. This ride is called life, and
life's like a roller coaster. It's gonna take you up and down, round and round, up and down, round. Life's like a roller coaster. It's gonna take you up and down, round and round, up and down, round.
But see, I'm determined. My mind is continuously learning, and I'm deserving of any blessing the devil thought that he was burning. Through the storm, I'm searching for a better me. It's a whole new feeling when on stage performing. You got eyes watching and ears tuned in. They trying to understand your vision, your way of living, and how you making life decisions. I'm still making music with precision. I gotta admit, I be wrong when I'm thinking I'm right. Mama and I still got our days where we fuss and we fight. But it's not about the old me, it's am I taking flight? Is this music really for me or really just a dream? Telling me that everything ain't really what it seems. I'm trying to win at all costs by any means. People only see a movie finished when it's on screen, but they don't understand the struggle and retakes behind the scenes, cuz.
Now I'm doing shit for her. Jax is dope as fuck at what she does. Like, I like her. I like her style. I like her voice. She's a great artist. Shout out to Jax. I really do like her. And it's crazy because that roller coaster hook, she did it so good. It's like people, it's popular right now.
Yeah.
Because of that hook, and that's great to me. Yeah. Yeah. So I love it, man. Shout out Jax. I fuck with you heavy.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, check it out. You can download it on iTunes and wherever you're getting music. You can stream it on Spotify and stuff. Did you print any physicals or is it all digital right now?
Right now it's all digital. I'm getting physicals though.
Yeah. Well, keep an eye out for that. You can follow Retro Champ on your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Get involved on the social and find more shows. Like we do have a bunch of other dates coming up. On April 27th, you'll be over at the Firebird.
Yep.
Yeah.
For Devmo.
Yeah. And then in June 1st, you'll be with Travis for Agitate the Airwaves birthday party over there at Foo Bar.
Shout out Trav, the fucking lumberjack of St. Louis. that guy has been a great asset to my life as well.
Yeah.
Shout out him. Shout out, who else should I shout out right now? I mean, because the lumberjack is really fucking me up right now. Because I feel like he's going to listen to this and say some stupid shit about me. So fuck you, Travis. Frost Money, shout out to Frost Money. Me and him have been having a lot of conversations, and he's done a lot for me so far. As far as, like, you know what I'm saying, giving me tips and shit like that. Shout out Frost Money and Travis.
Yeah.
I was in a fucked up situation for 2 years with the manager that I had. I wasn't going nowhere. I'm not going to lie. I'm not even going to sit here and lie to y'all. I wasn't going nowhere. I had shows booked only because of the people that respected me. And Travis and Frost were like, you know, if we were to help you, you know what I'm saying, fuck dude. So basically, you know what I'm saying, with them helping me and telling me, you know what I'm saying, hey, you should come do this show, you know, I really appreciate them a lot. Because now I'm solo and I'm, you know, I'm independent. And that's the best way to go for me. Is I love being indie living. I love this shit.
Yeah, man.
It's just great to me how I can just do shit on my own. I don't got nobody doing something for me.
Yeah. I told you I like to listen to the lyrics a lot, and I noticed there's a line during On Top, you mentioned Keenan and Kel.
Yeah. Yeah.
That line popped out to me.
Keenan and Kel is me and J-Bo, flat out. Yeah. Me and J-Bo are Keenan and Kel, and that's all there is to it. If anybody has a problem with it, you can come box me for it. I don't give a fuck, because that's just what we are. We are Keenan and Kel. Me and Drop Jaw is fucking Big and Robin Big. It should be real. It's really me and JC Rain, but right now, fucking Drop Jaw's got the hair like Rob, or, you know what I'm saying, JC does too. But I fuck with both of them equally. So I'm Rob Deer. I'm Rob to Big with both of them. So fuck it. But no, me and J-Bo are Kel and Keenan. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck. So whenever you see us, you gotta respect us that way.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, dude.
You used to watch a lot of that?
Yeah, man, yeah. Hell yeah, dog. Like, I watched a lot of shit when I was a kid like that. I love Nickelodeon Nick at Night and all that shit.
I think they're actually bringing all that back. There's supposed to be a reunion thing.
Oh, damn, that'd be dope as shit.
And then I think Keenan's, like, producing it and stuff. So.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, so.
Oh, hell yeah.
So that'd be good, because that was kind of what was fun about, I've always been big on SNL and stuff, too, but, like, that was kind of fun about all that. It was, like, especially seeing kids our age that were on TV doing it, you know, and being funny and stuff, and I feel like Ken and Nickel were a huge part of my childhood growing up with those guys and stuff. So
I feel like a lot, man.
Yeah.
When I looked at half these people that was on All That, some of them, like, they stressed the fuck out. Like, they look like they've been through a lot of shit.
Yeah,
like Kenan's still like Kenan.
Right.
That's crazy as fuck. Keenan was still like he fucking 15.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't never seen nobody not age besides Andy Milonakis, who's still like he 12. That man, like, he fucking 12 years old for the rest of his life.
Yep.
Like, do you know, you like, I guarantee you he has a problem trying to buy liquor.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He's like 40-something years old, and they got a car in his ass.
Schmandy smell schmackis.
that is fucked up.
Yeah. And then another line that on the same song, and it's also on Top, you mentioned Craig Mack, which I thought was cool, because I love a lot of that old 90s hip-hop and stuff. I listened to a ton of that 90s on 9 in my car. And
Craig Mack was that guy when it came to Puffy and Big and all that. Right. Like, I fucked with Craig Mack. That flavor to your earline was real, because, you know, we lost Craig Mack. We lost a pioneer in hip-hop.
Yeah.
And that kind of hit a little bit because, damn, we just keep losing all great hip-hop people.
For sure.
It
stinks to lose them, but that's the beautiful thing about the music, is it lives on forever, man.
Absolutely. Hell yeah.
That's kind of what I think about this show, too, a lot. Like, not that, you know, not as far as that kind of legacy, but just like these recordings, these shows will live on. People can continue to discover great new St. Louis music, you know, forever. You know, it's like, that's what's fun about archiving all this stuff, and people, you never know when somebody might stumble upon this and discover some Retro Champ or whatever it is. So,
yeah, man, that's the beauty of this. Like I said, it's the beauty of hip hop, because you never know what kind of art you're gonna find. You never know, like, who's around. You never know what, like, who's listening to you, and, you know, things like that. And I love it that way.
Yeah, man.
So, like I said, I appreciate everybody who's been supporting me from the jump. Everybody who's been listening to Backlash, Growing Pains, Feeling, whatever the fuck you've been listening to for the past couple of years.
Can we talk about Feeling? Let's talk about this track. This is one that first caught my eye. Like, I remember the video dropped online, and I watched that. We are recording outside. There's a little wind. I saw that, and then I noticed directed by our friend Freddie D'Angelo.
Yeah, that's my G. That's Big Brody. He also be on my head too. You know what I'm saying? Trying to help me out and be on my head about the shit, because I be hard on myself. He be like, "Fuck that. You good? You gonna make it? Don't chip off the bullshit." So shout out him. And we're going to be working again soon, because, you know, we still got shit we got to handle. But, shout out Freddie for making that beautiful-ass video. That shit sick as fuck.
Yeah, man. I the video looks great. Just the whole, like, overall concept of it. Just a lot of the colors and everything that you use. Yeah. But I like that, like, the beat, and then, like, your flow and everything. It just, like, reminds me of just, like, that 90s stuff, that classic kind of hip-hop. And so... that's what really kind of caught my attention. I was like, man, I dig this a lot. And
today is I got a feeling today's gonna be great. Some people deceive, walk your own path, not theirs. Be you, love you, you are elite. Life can sometimes be a gamble. Beat the odds, stand on your own feet. Better understand, get a plan, get your own fam. All gas, no brakes, pedal to the metal. Damn, learning how to be a better me. No degree, but I'm on my master P. Meaning I'ma be my own boss. One day you'll just have to see. Champ, show them what you got. So many high bars in my head, I'm about to overheat. You the man in the mirror. Change for your future when opportunity knocks. Kick the door and make sure they hear you. Smile when you wake up. Thank God you still breathing and sing this song again for one good reason. I got a feeling that today is gonna be great. Yeah, and that nothing negative is gonna stand in my way. Yeah, I got a feeling.
And then you're singing that hook, and
yeah.
And it's just that's a powerful message, man. Like it's just, like you're saying at the beginning of this, it's like this is all for everybody. It's like and so stuff like that, like listening to it's gonna be. I got a feeling today is gonna be a good day, and like this is like what we all need to hear sometimes. Like,
yeah,
every day can be a good day. And
hell yeah, like anytime you wake up, it's a good day.
Yeah,
anytime you. Are at work, it's a good day because you're making money.
Right.
Anytime you doing what you love to do, it's a good day. You know what I mean? And you got to wake up and, like, you can listen to my song if you want. Listen to whatever that you feel like is going to put you in that mood to have a great day. But you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's just always be on the positive up. Now, me, sometimes I be fucking myself over, like, man, I don't know about what's going on, be moping and shit. But then again, it's like I got to think it to myself, like, dude, you wake up every day. It's a blessing to wake up. You got a feeling it's going to be the best day possible. You know what I mean? So yeah. If you out there and you listening, if you listen to Feeling every morning, I guarantee you, you'll feel great about yourself every day.
Yeah, man. Can't help but smile and have a good time.
Hell yeah, yeah, man. That's all it's about. All it's about, man. Smiling, having a great time, and you know what I'm saying? Just loving yourself and living your best life.
Yeah. So Feeling is available on your SoundCloud page?
Yeah, SoundCloud. You can watch the video on YouTube, of course.
YouTube, yeah. So check that out and give that a spin. Yeah, man. This has been really great. I'm so glad that this worked out and we got the chance to
absolutely
meet and hang today.
Yeah, man.
You what else do we got? I mean, we got a bunch of shows on the calendar coming up for the summer and stuff. What else would Retro Champ? I know you mentioned in one of the songs, I forget now what track it was, but you were talking about going on tour soon. Is that
I want to go on tour. So, hey, first of all, I'm trying to tour because I'm trying to get everybody to hear my shit, but I really want people to go tag Dizzy Wright and just be like, bro, put this man on tour or something. That's Big Bro, by the way.
Yeah.
But yeah, just go harass him for no reason. Go harass everybody. Tech Nine, Future, go harass everybody. Tell them put me on a tour, some shit.
Yeah.
But nah, yeah.
Speaking of Tech, our boy ATG's opening up.
Yeah, man, I'm straight happy for bro, cause that's big.
Yeah,
like
man.
that's huge for him. You know what I mean? It blew my fucking mind. Like I'm hella happy for that. I'm definitely going now because I want to see that happen.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, just touring is. I just want to do it because I want the experience, man.
Yeah.
Like a lot of my favorite artists have done it, and a lot of my artists have told me that it's fun, but you know what I'm saying? It's a lot to it. But at the end of the day, it's a fun feeling to do it. So that's what I want to do. One day I will be touring. And so I'm speaking into existence on that song. Like, one day I'll be touring. So like one day I'll get a platinum plaque. You know, one of those things. So yeah, that's how I feel about the whole thing. Like, one day I'll be doing this.
Yeah, man. Well, hopefully we'll get you on the road soon and get to spread all the good word around and
absolutely
get everybody listening to some Retro Champ. So.
Yeah, dog.
So the Champ's coming to a town near you.
Yeah, tell hell her. Yeah. And if you don't come to the show, you're a weirdo. You're a fucking weirdo, and you don't like music. That's great. You can go back and listen to whatever you're listening to. I mean, I hope it was good music before you came to see me, but you know how that go.
Yep. All right, man. Well, thank you again for taking some time out.
Absolutely.
And let's do this again soon.
Absolutely. Hey, shout out to Rock. What's it called? Rock
Paper Podcast.
Rock. See, and that's the thing, bro. Before I came on, I was like, is it Rock Paper Sitting? No, just playing. No. Rock Paper Podcast. Shout out to y'all, man. I appreciate all the love and all the support that you guys are giving me, man. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, man.
Like, straight up, I can't wait to do this again real soon. Shout out to St. Louis, my city. I love each and every last one of y'all. Hopefully, y'all can come to a show. Hit me up for tickets. They will be $10 for the Devmo show and the ATA birthday bash. So hit me up.
Yeah, man. All right. Bye, everybody.
Peace.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.